neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The poles after Mishkan that was made of Asish Shittim, the Midrash brings that this special wood, Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom planted these trees, and then Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom cut these trees and brought them to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, and then it was used for Mishkan. So we go back 410 years. So 200 years before even Am Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, through his prophecy, Ruach HaKodesh, he knew that they need this type of wood, because they were 5 meter height. So he planted this tree, and then Yaakov Avinu Shalom cut these trees, took him to the storage in Mitzrayim, and then when they left, they took it out with them. So another question is, if they would ask Yaakov Avinu Shalom, how do you know that this wood is going to be used? Now you're talking about 410 years later. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. So how would he know? How did he know? So most likely, obviously, he writing his prophecy. But even though, but if you're predicting so long away, so obviously, you're not definite. How could it be such a thing? You know, these trees, they might be taken for use 410 years later. How can you rely on such a thing? So now, the lesson here is, many times we wonder, you know, what's going to happen? How's it going to be? So, and the answer here is, first of all, as long as you're doing the Ratzon of Hashem, so you should not enter such an ingredient in your system. It's called doubt. So doubt is not a Jewish term, and you don't find it in a Jewish dictionary. So as long as you are doing the will of Hashem, so you have to be coarse and muhkam. And you should not, chas v'shalom, let any doubts in your system. That's one thing. The other point here is that when I'm Sa'id, left Mitzrayim, they were not worried about anything. Why? Because they knew Hashem is going to provide everything for them. And that's what happened. They had food, it's called man, from Shamayim, and also they were protected by clouds of glory, and also arrowhead water, free of charge. So now the question that is asked, so how come Hashem didn't provide for them the wood? So if he provided for them the food, the water, and the shelter, so he could provide wood for them too. Why Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom has to worry about the wood? No? We agree? Yes. So now here we learn a very important lesson, and that is, to build the holy house, Hashem doesn't get involved. It's your work. We have to make it happen. And it's a lot of work. And this is just, comes by itself. You need to build the foundation. And it has to be through you. And for Hashem to provide the wood was nothing. As he brought the man from Shemayim and the water and the clouds of the glory protected them. But here, when you build the holy shelter, the holy house, it needs your effort. You have to make it happen. And it needs the pure thoughts, lots of work, the do's and the don'ts, and you know, all the restriction, you know, that one has to go through to build the holy house. And Hashem doesn't get involved. And that's our task, that we have to make sure every step that we take to build the foundation, to bring the Shekhinah down where we are. And Avraham Avinu Shalom had to work hard. Do you know what it is? To plant these trees. And more so, Yaakov Avinu Shalom, you know, to cut these trees, you know, to carry him, you know, store him in the Mitzrayim. But first of all, they know something's going to happen. They had no doubt. But still, they had to work very, very hard to make it happen. And many times we expect, you know, how come? Why? Why is it like this? And the answer is very simple. Hashem says, you make the foundation, I'm going to come. But you have to work hard. And Hashem is like, you know, to be able to make the holy shelter. B'ezrat Hashem, Hashem will dwell among Am Yisrael. B'ezrat Hashem, Yisrael v'samachot, b'sorot tovot.
Koyla nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koyla nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koyla nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koyla nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.